Mr. President, we, the undersigned, being duly elected electors for President and Vice President of the United States of America for the state of Alabama, and the general election held on Tuesday, November 7, 2006. Signed by the pertinent electors and duly attested, Mr. President, the certificate of the electoral vote of the state of Alabama seems to be regular and form and authentic, and it appears therefrom that George W. Bush of the state of Texas received 9 votes for President, and Dick Cheney of the state of Wyoming received 9 votes for Vice President. We, the undersigned, being duly elected electors of the state of Alaska, do hereby certify that on the 18th day of December 2008, in the municipality of Anchorage, state of Alaska, duly and regularly met by authority of all vested as voted for President of the United States of America with the following result for President. Mr. President, the certificate of the electoral vote of the state of Alaska seems to be regular and form and authentic, and appears therefrom that George W. Bush of the state of Texas received 3 votes for President, Dick Cheney of the state of Wyoming received 3 votes for Vice President. We, the undersigned, being duly elected, qualified, and acting presidential electors for the state of Arizona, do hereby certify that on the 18th day of December 2008, Adam, within the state of Phoenix, County Maricopa, state of Arizona, duly and regularly met and convened and there and then
Mr. President, we, the undersigned, duly elected and qualified presidential electors of the state of Arizona, for the year 2000, hereby certify that we have met the state capitol, Supreme Court, Chairman, Little Rock, Arkansas, Bush, number 18, 2005, by law, and have chanced our ballot for the President of the United States. We hereby certify that we have cast our separate ballots for the President of the United States as follows: for George W. Bush, and we swear we appear to certify by the name of the President of the United States, and we swear to duly elect and qualify President of the United States, and we swear to duly elect and qualify President of the United States, and we swear to duly elect and qualify President of the United States, and we swear to duly elect and qualify President of the United States, and we swear to duly elect and qualify President of the United States, and we swear to duly elect and qualify President of the United States, and we swear to duly elect and qualify President of the United States, and we swear to duly elect and qualify President of the United States, and we swear to duly elect and qualify President of the United States, and we swear to duly elect and qualify President of the United States, and we votes signed by the Burton electors and duly attested.
The Assistant Secretary of State of the State of Colorado do hereby certify on the 18th day of December 2000 that all qualified presidential electors met in the office of the governor and 12 children cast their votes in for the candidates of those parties. The Vice President being George W. Bush, President Dick Cheney for Vice President, signed by the Burton electors and duly attested.
Mr. President, the certificate of the electoral vote of the state of Colorado seems to be regular and formal and authentic, and it appears therefrom that George W. Bush of the state of Texas received 8 votes for President, Dick Cheney of the state of Wyoming received 8 votes for Vice President.
To all persons to whom these presents shall come, greetings, whereas the election was held in the state of Delaware on Tuesday, the 7th day of November, in the year of our Lord 2000, that being Tuesday, the December, said on day, and said on the pursuant to the Constitution of the United States, and the Constitution of the laws of the state of Delaware, in that behalf, for the purpose of choosing by ballot for electors for the election of President and Vice President of the United States, and granting the issue certificates of concurrence of said election, held in South Carolina, in said state, and due better sent to him, signed by the state of Delaware. Different than all the others.
I can tell you where they went if it is not on there. Hold it up to the light.
For President Elmore, 3 votes, and for Vice President Joe Lieberman, 3 votes, signed by the Burton electors, and duly attested, Mr. President, the certificate of the electoral vote of the state of Delaware seems to be regular and formal and authentic, and it appears therefrom that Elmore, the state of Tennessee, received 3 votes, President Joe Lieberman, the state of Connecticut, received 3 votes, Vice President.
Is there an objection to the certificate just counted? Chair hears none. There was no objection. The chair hands the teller certificate of the electors for President and Vice President of the state of Florida, and they read the certificate and will count to make a list of the votes cast by that state.
This is the one we've all been waiting for. We, the undersigned, duly elected and serving electors for President and Vice President, hereby certify that we have this day met in the executive offices of the Capitol at Tallahassee, Florida, and cast our votes for President of the United States, and our votes for Vice President of the United States, and that the results are as follows. Those receiving votes for President of the United States, and the number of such votes were George W. Bush, 25. Those receiving votes for Vice President of the United States, and the number of such votes were Dick Cheney, and the number is 25. Done.
Objection.
Is there objection?
Mr. President, I object to the certificate from Florida. Mr. President, I object to the certificate from Florida. Mr. President, I object to the certificate from Florida.
The gentleman from Florida, Mr. Hastings, will present his objection. Is the gentleman's objection in writing and signed by a member of the House of Representatives and by a senator?
Mr. President, and I take great pride in calling you that. Mr. President, and I take great pride in calling you that. Mr. President, and I take great pride in calling you that. I must object because of the overwhelming evidence of official misconduct, delivery fraud, and attempt to suppress voter turnout.
The chair must remind members that under Section Section 18 of Title 3 United States Code, no debate is allowed in a joint session.
Thank you, Mr. President. To answer your question, Mr. President, the objection is in writing, signed by, is in writing, signed by, is in writing, signed by a member of members of the House of Representatives, but not by a member of the Senate, not by a member of the Senate, not by a member of the Senate. Thank you, Mr. President.
The chair thanks the gentleman from Florida for his courtesy. Since the present objection lacks the signature of a senator, accordingly, the objection may not be received.
Thank you, Mr. President.
Myself and a number of members of Congress, and
because we received hundreds of thousands of telegrams and emails, hundreds of thousands of telegrams and emails, telephone calls. But we do not have a senator.
The chair will advise and throws to care, and the
signature of a senator. The signature of a senator is always required. The chair will again put that part of the question. Is the objection signed by a senator?
Mr. Vice President, there are gross violations of the Voting Rights Act. Gross violations of the Voting Rights Act from Florida. And I object.
Is the objection in writing and signed by Unfortunately, it is not.
On the basis previously stated, the point of order may not be received. The chair thanks the gentlewoman from
Thank
North
you,
Carolina.
Mr. President.
President, I object to Florida's electors in view of the fact that debate is not permitted in joint session. So I move that the House withdraw from the joint session in order to allow consideration of the facts. The motion is in writing. It is at the desk, and because it involves the prerogatives of the House, therefore, Senate assent is not required.
The chair will advise the gentleman respectfully to reading sections 15 through 18 of Title 3. U.S. Code is a rule the chair holds of
the procedural question.
The only one involved, the only one House of Congress is to be recognized by the presiding officer in joint session, unless present in writing, signed by both the representatives and the senator, because the gentleman's motion is not signed by his senator. On the basis of his reason, the motion cannot be received, and the chair takes the gentleman from Georgia, California.
On the basis of the system, may not
Senator, to sign one of these consent? Is that within the House rules?
The chair will advise the gentleman from Illinois that any member of either chamber may do as he or she wishes as long as it is within the rules of the joint session and the rules of each chamber. So do what you will as long as it doesn't violate the rules. The chair will not entertain debate because the violation of the rules of joint session. There's no further objection. The chair hands to the tellers the certificate of the electors, the president and vice president of the state of Georgia, and they will read the certificate and will count and make a list of the votes cast by that state.
The state of South Carolina, Office of Secretary of State Jim Miles, 2000 Electoral College certificate of vote. We, the undersigned, being duly elected electors for President and Vice President of the United States of the state of South Carolina, at the general election held on Tuesday, November 7, 2016. For President of the United States, George W. Bush, number of electoral votes 8. For Vice President of the United States, Dick Cheney, number of electoral votes 13. Signed by the President. We, the undersigned electors, President and Vice President of the United States of America, for the respective terms of President and Vice President, beginning on the 20th of January in the year of our Lord 2001, being electors duly and legally elected and qualified in and for the state of South Dakota, Mr. President,
By Jeff. That was called Punisher.
Yeah.
And this one's by me, and it's called Lucky Seven. I've never actually played craps, but I don't know, maybe this is about craps or something.
Thank you.
more song. Let's hear one more time for the gentleman rests. It was more emotional than I've ever felt while also feeling like I'm watching C-SPAN. That was a better joke than that, I think. Maybe not.